to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our conversation with Pastor Chatfield today, talking about the Articles of Confederation. Was there any other additional information you wanted to go with?
No, let me add one thing. Obviously, if you don't have a chief executive, you don't have a commander in chief. So you'd have no military. You'd have to rely completely on state militias. And by the way, that was a big argument back during this era, even into the between Adams and Jefferson later. Adams wanted a navy and a small standing army. Jefferson didn't want any standing army. In other words, he wanted no professional Union Army, United States Army. He didn't want a standing army at all. Because we feared standing armies. The history of the Redcoats, we didn't like. We didn't want standing armies. But Adams, Washington, Hamilton, they did. But obviously, you could have no standing army at all under the Articles. And we live in a world in which you've got to have military to defend yourself against foreign aggression. But I'm going to make this point, and I rarely do this, but I'm going to make this point. Even under our Constitution, which strengthened the federal government, the vast majority of power still resided in the states, vast majority. And I do not think that President Trump, and somebody can argue him if you want, should be taking military into American cities, with the exception of Washington, D.C., because that is the District of Columbia. The United States federal government does ultimately have jurisdiction over Washington. But if Chicago's got rampant crime, you know what? If the people of Illinois want to elect a governor and a mayor there in Chicago, and they don't want to secure people's life, liberty, and property, I guess you'll have to move then. But I'm not crazy at all about the president moving in and just saying, I'm going to send federal troops into Chicago, because that's just not his authority to do that.
Well, it's not something that he is going to do, because he has said numerous times all the governor has to do, Pritzker, is to request it, and we'll send him in.
Right,
he hasn't done that yet, and as a result, you don't see any troops in Chicago. You don't see, you know, any troops in New York or Portland. You see what the heck's happening in Portland for 80 straight nights?
Yes. Now, as I understand it, maybe I've got wrong information. I was watching Fox. They're defending it. And just so you know, sometimes Fox bothers me, because they're a completely knee-jerk in favor of everything, it seems to me, that President Trump is doing. And I support a strong executive, but not turning the military into a police force. That is a state issue. Now,
function.
By the way,
state function.
State function. Now, that's not the same thing as ICE. ICE, they're operating under federal law. You come into our country illegally.
Yep.
The federal government's going to come after you because they're enforcing federal law. It doesn't matter what state you're in. So these states that are and governors are trying to protect illegal aliens from being arrested by the national government, whoa, that's a completely different issue. But for just good old criminals that are running around burning buildings down and are American citizens, yeah, governor, you have to take care of that. That's your job.
So let me ask you this question. What makes the District of Washington, D.C. different than these other cities that are in other states? What is the distinction about it being a District of Columbia that makes it different?
it is not a state. It does not have state authority.
Is it a city?
It is a city under the jurisdiction of the United States government. It's different. It's not different. A state.
It's not okay. So
different.
It's okay. So let me be clear. Where we thought Washington D.C. was built, I always thought back in the day when, you know, before there was such a thing as a government and a District of Columbia, wasn't it actually in the state of Virginia?
Part of it was in Virginia. Part of it was in Maryland. And it was carved out to be the capital city. And it was under the jurisdiction of the United States government. Not
the
under
federal
any state.
Government. Not and any that was, state. Got it.
Not any state. That's why they don't have a... they didn't originally have electoral college votes. They don't have Senate representation. Because they're not a state. Okay, so that's a different issue. The same thing would be if there were riots in Puerto Rico or Guam or some other United States territory. That's not a state. But
right.
States have special authority, and the governor's got to take care of that. So separate just common everyday crime and murder and destruction of property. That's the governor's job. Now, when it comes to enforcing federal law, illegal aliens, that's the president's job. Now, when these states refuse, or they start hindering ICE agents from doing their job, now that is, now we're headed for a constitutional crisis, because by rights, those people could be arrested. You can't do that. You cannot prevent a federal law enforcement official, ICE, from doing their job. That is, to me, that's pretty clear. That's real clear. But it's not the same thing as sending the military in just to man the streets, you know, like they're doing in D.C. now. You can't do that in Chicago.
Right.
I'm not even sure you should do it if you requested to do it. Maybe you should.
Well, I believe now that, because remember, the National Guard was supposed to be the quote-unquote modern-day militia. And in the Constitution, it talks about, I believe, the ability to call up the militia. And that is today is, in fact, the National Guard is the militia. And I think the states have the right to ask the president for the militia to come and assist their state.
That is somewhat of a foggy idea in my mind and okay. in other people's minds. And militia was a citizen's army.
Which converted into the National Guard. They got rid of the militias and replaced them with states' National Guards in the state of Michigan, replaced our Michigan militias. That was the way I was taught.
A citizen's militia is still
it's still allowed to be practiced. We can still have militias in this country.
Yes, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The
Absolutely.
Right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Second
right.
Amendment. That's
Absolutely.
A citizen's militia. Doesn't have to be under the auspices of the government. Doesn't necessarily
yes.
have to be. Now, it
right.
can be. Doesn't necessarily have to be. You know, when I start talking like this, people get scared. Because
well,
they think, well, I'm just
they
saying.
They need
we,
to grow up. Because well, it's in we, the Constitution.
We have a right to keep and bear arms. Why? To defend our life, our liberty, our property. I teach it this way. Where did police get the right to carry guns? Answer, from us, because we have a right to carry guns. And we delegated some of that authority to the police for them to carry guns. We have an innate right to protect ourselves, to defend ourselves, to arm ourselves. Now, some measure of reasonableness, I don't think it should be the people who carry bazookas around. You know, that's a bit far. But but we have an individual right to defend our life, our liberty, and our property. That's what the Declaration says. That's the creed of our country. And police, government, only get their rights from us. They get the right to carry guns because we have a right to carry guns, and we delegate some of that to them. And by the way, now the states are in charge of all this, or should be.
Sure. Now, got a text message for you to answer real quick before the break. Going back to when we were the colonies, before we declared our independence, where did or how did the king have, what kind of agents did the king have in the colonies to, quote unquote, assist with governance or to keep an eye on political activity? Because I remember in the movies and things that I've watched, they always talk about the governor of Virginia or whoever was appointed by the king.
Yes, they were royal governors, exactly. So we didn't get to elect our chief executive. That's part of the issue. When we read the 27 grievances in the mid part of the Declaration of Independence, for instance, he has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their office and the amount and payment of their salaries. I mean, we had judges that were paid by the king, and they answered only to the king, didn't answer to us. Governors didn't answer to us, they answered to the king. And that [S2] Sure. [S1] Was part of the problem. They were not subject to our legislatures. And that was a big issue. The king, King George III, thought that he was placed there by God and that it was the duty of every person under his dominion to obey him. End of story. And if he happened to be a bad king, it was because they were bad people. And God gave you a bad king, but you have no right to... He didn't believe in the Declaration, obviously. The basic right. idea that God gives individuals rights, that our rights come directly from God to the individuals, then the individuals have they create a civil body politic that's from like in the Mayflower Compact, that they unite with each other to create laws, and they're going to obey the laws to defend their lives, their liberty, and their property.
Yeah.
No, that's the king didn't believe that.
Well, there's going to be, I believe, a constitutional showdown, because what's going on in Chicago, I mean, the number of people that died and were shot, even just over Labor Day weekend alone, 9 people dead, 58 others shot on Labor Day. I mean, something's got to happen in Chicago. Something has got to happen there. So we'll see where it goes. Final segment of this discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's discussion. And just to get political for a second, in response to your comments, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers yesterday urged Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan to call President Donald Trump for federal assistance to address crime in the Motor City. Rogers said Detroit ranks second in the nation for violent crime, and it's soaring above the national average when it comes to murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault. He noted that when Trump brought in the National Guard into Washington, D.C., violent crime dropped 32% almost immediately. While Democrats across the country are declining the president's help to follow suit, Rogers is calling to make Detroit safe again. What's your response to U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers?
Yeah, that's a political thing. That's political. I don't know. If a mayor requests help, I suppose you could make the argument. Let me back up here. You know, the governor of our state would probably have to go along with that. This is our state is set up. All states are set up with a unitary form of government, unlike the federal government. The 13 colonies formed the central government, but it's not so in states. It's not like Emmett County, Sheboygan County, Otsego County decided to get together and form a state. No, we became a state and we divided ourselves up into counties. Power starts in Lansing and moves outward. That's just the way it is, but not so on a federal level. I think what Mr. Rogers is doing is political, maybe it would save lives. But I'm saying this, that the police power needs to reside in the states, needs to keep it local. The more local, the better. That's why I have a better attitude towards sheriffs and county sheriffs. At least we have a say when we can vote for sheriff. I like it more local. I don't like it even as much with the state police. It's completely constitutional. But then, I mean, if a sheriff did something really egregious to us, we could call the sheriff. If a deputy did something, we'd call the sheriff and said, "Deputy so-and-so did this or that." We'd have some recourse. But a state police? Who do I know? Who could I call?
Sure.
What could I do? So we want local.
Local. Just listen to this response, and it kind of reinforces what you said. Spokesperson for Mayor Duggan's office, John Roach, said that in 2013, the city of Detroit had more than 750 carjackings that year. So far in 2025, they've had 57, a 90% reduction. And he says Rogers is just proving himself to just be another uninformed, grandstanding politician. Yeah. Which is basically what you said.
One more point for people to ponder.
Sure.
You know, President Washington, whenever he did something, he was very conscious of the idea that he was setting a precedent for other presidents to follow. If President Trump, if we were to go in and into all these cities and send federal troops to bring, and he greatly expands executive power, what happens when we get a Democratic president in?
Right.
And then we look backward and he said, well, this is exactly what Trump did.
We're out having a protest rally outside of a Planned Parenthood office in Petoskey. And all of a sudden, federal agents roll up military-grade weaponry, and they're going to arrest us for protesting abortion outside that Planned Parenthood office. Like you say, the tables could be flipped someday.
Yeah, so we got to remember that. We believe in separation of powers, and we have a federal form of government. Madison said this, the overwhelming majority of power resides in the states. There are vast powers in the state, very few in the federal. So, yes, we want a strong executive, but we don't want one that ignores the federal form of government, which we got, where power is divided between the state and federal government. And the policing power belongs in the states. We didn't even have federal police until the FBI in the 20th century. We don't want American troops in cities,
yep,
if possible.
Absolutely.
Yep. If possible, we don't want that.
I want to ask you a question regarding the school, Northern Michigan Christian Academy. You guys have been in school actually for a couple of weeks now, but it's not too late if parents decide that they'd like to pull their kids out of public schools. Is that a correct statement?
That is correct. Yes. Yes. We're still open, and you'll get taught things like this in the high school level all the time. Yes, they understand all this. They understand the power is divided between the state and federal government. And never forget this. It was the states that formed the federal government. States are not just a bureaucratic division of our government. No, states formed the federal government, the national government, and those powers are delegated to them. But they've reserved vast powers to themselves, and we need to reassert that idea of state government, national government.
Absolutely. Going to give out the phone number to the school if you would like to call and set up an appointment to meet with Pastor Chatfield, 231-548-2216. Again, 231-548-2216. Parents, grandparents, why don't you call them and set up an appointment and go have a conversation with them?
Amen. Love to hear from you.
Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes.
Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent.